Well, 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 look who decided to finally record after over a month of not posting anything to Reddit. Well, I've been more active on Twitter, so I'm really sorry, you guys. But yay, my birthday month AMA is here, and I'm finally going to answer your questions. So, enough dilly-dallying, let's get to it. First question, how are you doing, really? You know what, I'm pretty burnt out right now. I have been working on so many papers all at once. Like, you'd think that because we're having such a difficult time during this pandemic, they'd take it a little easier on us university students, but they do not. They don't. And I've been working on my cardigan. If you follow me on Twitter, you'll know what I'm talking about, but I've been crocheting Harry Styles' cardigan that he wore during his live performance on Good Morning America. It's almost done, actually. I can show you guys when it's finished. I mean, if you're on Twitter, if you follow me on Twitter, you're gonna see it much sooner, but like, I think I'll post it on my Reddit too, if you guys follow me on Reddit most of the time. So yeah, that's basically my answer to that question. How am I doing? Could be better. My birthday is in 4 days as of recording this, so kind of excited for that, but also I do not feel like a year has passed. Actually, I'm sorry if I'm rambling, but like, as of today, March 10, 2021, it has officially been a year since lockdown happened over here. And it's still freaky to me. Okay, let's move on to the next question before I start rambling too much. How did you discover the audio community? That's actually a very interesting question. I discovered the audio community through YouTube, actually. I listened to some, like, roleplay stuff. I don't know, I was bored. I was looking for something new to obsess about, but like, if you know me, I have a very obsessive personality, and I don't mean that in a good way, or maybe it is a good thing, I don't know. Well, if I've gotten this far, it might be a good thing. But yeah, I actually discovered Otome CDs. If you guys don't know what Otome CDs are, they're basically your favorite erotic audios, but like in Japanese. I'm kind of ashamed to admit that, because like, basically people just like rip the CDs and uploaded it on YouTube claiming it as their own, and I did not feel good listening to those after finding out that they didn't even get authorization from the original voice actors. But yeah, after listening to like Otome CD audios, I started listening to English ones, because like, it's kind of exhausting to have to read subtitles while listening, like, but I watch anime, so like, I don't know why that was such a problem for me, but I think you guys probably know why. Like, when you're enjoying yourself listening to audios, it's a bit exhausting to have to read subtitles. But yeah, how did I discover the community itself? I just discussed how I discovered audios. How did I discover the community itself? Well, I had my Reddit account for over 2 years already. So I know that there's a subreddit for everything. So I just went on Google, and of course in incognito mode, because nobody needs to know my history. And I just searched erotic audio subreddit, and that is where I found GWA. From there, I participated in the community by commenting on people's stuff a bunch. So, yeah. Okay, next question. What are your least favorite songs from your favorite artists? Now, that's a bit of a difficult one. For the Beatles, it's definitely Revolution 9, because why? I know that John was trying to be conceptual and artsy and avant-garde with this, but like, I'm sorry, but that track just screams Yoko all over it. I mean, it would have been great if it were credited under his and Yoko's names, but like, you had to credit that to the Beatles? Really? Some of you can judge me all you want for being, you know, like this about Revolution 9, if you like avant-garde stuff, but like, it's just not my type. For One Direction, I think from their first album, my least favorite song is Everything About You. Like, it just doesn't, I don't know, it sounds weird for me. Like, the melodies for me don't hit that hard. Especially when you've listened to their other stuff. It's like, listening to Everything About You is like, meh. I don't hate it, but I just think it's meh. Heck, even Stole My Heart has some camp value. Like, you can enjoy it because of how so bad it's good it is. Moving on. For NSYNC, I think my least favorite song from them is Here We Go, because I just don't like the random name drops. Like, if you're an artist and you just drop your name while you're singing, unless you're Jason Derulo, then it's fine. No, it's... actually, that Jason Derulo thing has become a meme, so it's fine if you just randomly sing Jason Derulo, but like, with NSYNC, and even the Backstreet Boys, with some of their songs, I don't like it when artists unironically drop their names in their songs. Like, you can tell that it's unironic by the way, like, how committed they are to saying their name in the songs. So yeah, those are my least favorite songs from my top three bands. Okay, next question. Do I play video games? If so, what is my favorite game? Funny you should ask that. Of course I play video games. I have a Steam account, so yeah, of course I play video games. My favorite game right now is actually Papers, Please by Lucas Pope. I actually had to play it for an assignment, but I ended up loving the game so much. I actually just finished story mode recently, so... And... I don't know, it just got to me, man. I never knew stamping passports would be this fun, and yet... this nerve-wracking as well, because all of my decisions say a lot. My decisions in that game say a lot about my morality or my priorities and all that stuff. So lucky for me, I wasn't much of an asshole. I would not, like, okay, spoiler, I did not help the Ezek operations because they seem like jerks, so yeah. Next question. Which character from a movie, TV series, anime, etc. do you identify with the most? Now that is a loaded question. If I had to pick, it would be Madoka Kaname. It's not so much that I identify with her. Well, I do identify with her in some aspects. But like, I mostly look up to her because of how much she cares about everyone who loves her and how selfless she is. Like, I aspire to be like Madoka. Now, if you're actually gonna talk about, like, which character do I identify with the most, I am looking to my right and I see my figurine of Squidward tentacles. And, yeah, I think I identify with Squidward the most because, well... I am... As weird as it sounds, I am more pessimistic than I seem. I mean, if you've seen me on Twitter, then you know how pessimistic I really am. And, I just don't want to do anything. I'm also really artsy, if that means anything. And, yeah. Next question. If you could learn any language immediately without any effort, which language would you choose? Japanese. I love Japanese culture so much. And I think learning the language would make me appreciate it much more. Also, I would be able to watch anime without subtitles. But yeah, Japanese stuff has been a big part of my life since I was a child. And honestly, at this point in my life, I do want to delve deeper into the culture. With the utmost respect, as it should be. I am not gonna be one of those weeaboos who just randomly throw Japanese words around everything. Though I do that ironically, actually, just to make fun of the weeaboos, not because I am actually like that. Okay, next question. What is your favorite flower/plant? Well, you can already tell from my name that I like buttercups, but my favorite flower for the longest time have been cherry blossoms, and I have been lucky enough to see them in real life, and I am telling you guys, you have not experienced cherry blossoms until you've seen them in real life. You can buy all the cherry blossom scented items you want, but nothing really beats the experience of seeing them in real life. You know what I mean? Okay. Next. Do you have a favorite dinosaur? I do not. I don't really study dinosaurs that much. I don't know much about dinosaurs. Though I will tell you guys that I did watch Jurassic Park and I read The Lost World by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle this semester. So that's pretty much my the extent of how much I know about dinosaurs. I'm sorry. Is there anyone in the audio community you've been too shy to interact with? If not, do you have any advice on how to approach people / not be too shy? You know what? A lot of people who follow me on Twitter are actually people I look up to, and I am always scared of interacting with them because, like, I'm not, like, famous enough, I'm not popular enough, I'm not, you know, seasoned enough to talk to them. Like, it constantly just feels like I'm not, probably not good enough to talk to them. Yeah, there are a lot of people I am too shy to talk to. Because, listen to me, I'm so awkward, guys. And I don't mean it in, like, a quirky way, like, oh, I'm so awkward, and I'm so, you know, socially inept. No, I am actually awkward. I am not only socially awkward, I am privately awkward, too. Like, listen to me answering these questions! I'm as awkward as you think I am. However, I can offer some advice on how to approach people and not be too shy. Just, you know, if you want to tell your favorite creator that you enjoy their work, just tell them. Even if it's the same creator, that's what I do. I usually comment on the same creators and they always appreciate it. They appreciated it so much that some of them have become my friends. It surprised me, really. But yeah, when the opportunity comes, just take it. Just tell people that you love their stuff. Simple as that. And, you know, if they're being friendly with you, be friendly back, okay? And who knows? You might make a lot of friends when you're in the community, you know? I mean, I still don't know how I ended up here. It was out of sheer luck, I guess. But yeah, that's my advice. Alright, next question. If you could hang out with any fictional character for a day, which character would you choose? Anyone who's cuddly. So basically all of the Sanrio characters. I would just hug them the whole time. I would just cuddle them the whole time. Or I would probably hang out with the Simpsons. I've been watching a lot of Simpsons lately, you know, during my free time because, well, you know, I can't just write papers all day. It's not good for me. Yes, I am a perfectionist when it comes to my studies, but even I need my breaks. However, my breaks can be excessive sometimes. But I would hang out with the Simpsons because I want to be part of the shenanigans they get into. Okay, next question. Describe your perfect ice cream bowl. So, like, what flavors of ice cream, what toppings? Cookie dough ice cream with my favorite flavor is cookie dough ice cream. Flavors. I can choose more than one. Okay, I would definitely put cookie dough ice cream, salted caramel ice cream, cookies and cream ice cream. And for toppings, I would go with crushed graham crackers, crushed Oreos, maybe some extra caramel syrup, and some chocolate syrup too, and marshmallow fluff. I think that's my perfect ice cream bowl. Salted caramel ice cream, cookie dough ice cream, cookies and cream ice cream with topped with crushed graham crackers, crushed Oreos, caramel syrup, and chocolate syrup. I know. I have a sweet tooth. Okay, next question. Do you collect anything? Albums, figurines, books? Yeah, I collect figurines. Mostly Funko Pops, and I'm trying to build my Banpresto Q-Posket collection because they're so friggin' cute, like anime eyes. Your favorite characters, but with anime eyes. Unless they're already from an anime. My most recent purchase from Banpresto Q-Posket is my Sailor Chibi Moon Q-Posket figurine, and I am so in love with her. I haven't taken her out of the box yet. Actually, I haven't taken a lot of my figurines out of the box yet because I need to build some shelves in my room. And I haven't gotten to that yet, so I'm gonna have to wait. But yeah, I do collect a lot of that. I do collect a lot of figures. I also collect plushies. Actually, most of them are in my childhood home right now because, well, I need a shelf for them too. What else do I collect? I collect black gel pens. I am holding one in my hand right now. I collect a lot of black gel pens because, well, I'm still a student. I still like handwriting my notes, and it's nice to be prepared. So I have a lot of black gel pens in my possession. Okay, next question. What is your favorite healthy food? So, like, no pizza or other junk food allowed. The healthiest thing I like are probably oatmeal bars. Or just straight up a bowl of oatmeal with bananas and maybe some honey. Yeah, I guess my favorite healthy food could be oatmeal with some bananas on it and some honey. If it's a non-breakfast food, I guess I'd have to go with a Caesar salad. I mean, that's the healthiest thing I could think of. I mean, I eat a balanced I've eat balanced meals, guys. Like, I need to. It's for my health. Like, this, a Caesar salad is my favorite, healthiest thing I could think of. Maybe spinach too? I don't know. But yeah, oatmeal, spinach, and, Caesar salad. Not all together, obviously. That would taste so nasty. Are you an early bird or a night owl? I am such a night owl. In fact, I stay up until the sun comes up. When the sun comes up, I'm gone. I'm asleep. I used to be an early bird against my own will because, believe it or not, when I was still in elementary school to high school, I had to wake up at 5:30 in the morning. You know why? Philippine traffic. Philippine traffic is awful. And I didn't even live that far from my old school. But for some godforsaken reason, Philippine traffic just had to plague me in the early morning. So I was an early bird against my will. And it kind of sucked that my classes started at 7:30 in the morning. Speaking of 7:30 in the morning, when I had physical classes in university, like I said, today is officially the day that it's been 1 year of lockdown for me. Anyway, I was also forced to become an early bird when I attended physical classes in my university. However, the difference is that I actually enjoyed my classes at 7:30. It's less than ideal for me to learn about Shakespeare or, you know, anthropology 7:30 in the morning, but honestly, it was worth it. Those ended up becoming my favorite classes. But nowadays, I'm a night owl. Mostly because all of my friends are awake because time zones. Who invented time zones? Time zones fucking suck. Okay, next question. Do you have a favorite Pokemon? Sylveon. If you know my aesthetic, you know, it makes sense that my favorite Pokemon would be Sylveon. And also, I just love, like, how an Eevee evolves into a Sylveon is because, well, I mean, I'm not a Pokemon expert, clearly, but my sister told me, because she's the Pokemon expert, that a Sylveon, what she said is that the trainer loved the Eevee so much, like, the trainer had so much love for the Eevee. That's how it evolves into a Sylveon. At least that's what she told me. That's what I remember about it. Okay. Let's move on to the next one. Is there anything you're too shy to tell your family / in real life friends but want to tell us? Well, there's not much about me that I need to confess. I don't know if a lot of you know this already, but I'm bisexual. Again, if you're on Twitter, you already knew that, but hello, Reddit. I'm Beatles and Buttercup, and I'm bisexual. Ta-da. And that is the... that was the most anticlimactic coming out ever. But yeah, I'm bisexual, guys. Ta-da. I've basically put my whole, well, not my whole life, I put a lot of my life on the internet already, so shyness, we don't know her anymore. And, well, if I'm brave enough to be awkward on the internet, then what is shyness anymore, you know? Okay, alright, let's go to the next question then. Okay, and finally, sorry for throwing so many questions at you. It's okay. I don't even know who sent these questions, but like, they were kind. Aw, man, you're sweet. You're kind for, yeah. I just wanted to tell you that I really appreciate the positive energy you bring to the audio community, and I'm so thankful for everything you do. Aww, that's sweet. You know, I consider myself very unpopular in the audio community. Like, I'm just that girl who leaves weird comments and puts out pillow talks that are mediocre. Not mediocre. I mean, there are some that I really did enjoy, but like, I don't know. But when I hear compliments, my imposter syndrome likes to act up. I mean, yeah, I do love affirmation. Affirmation is actually one of my many, is actually my love language. The love language that stands out the most for me. But it is in conflict with my imposter syndrome. Because, well, your girl hasn't always been praised. She's been feeling bad about things that she feels like she didn't do much on. But yeah, I really appreciate whoever sent this though. Fuck my imposter syndrome. I love this. This was really sweet. Thank you for leaving this on the birthday month submission form. I really appreciate it. Have you ever considered doing script offers for pillow talk audios? I don't think I've reached that point yet. I mean, I only write scripts for myself, and I understand how I write scripts, like, because I don't really put, you know what, confession time, I don't really put directions in my scripts. I just read it in the way that feels natural to me. It's sort of like improv, but like, I'm actually reading off of a script, but it's more like feelings improv. Cause, well, I've actually had a lot of experience acting, so sometimes I don't even need directions on my script to know how I'm supposed to say things. Of course, if I were to put emotions on that script, if I were to put, like, directions on how to emote for a certain line, I can do it, but, like, with my process, it's like, oh, I already know how to do this. I already know what I'm about. Does that sound conceited? I hope not, because I don't want to seem like I'm being conceited when I say, oh, I can read a script without having to put the emotions I need to feel or, like, what I have to do. The only, like, directions I put on my script is, like, which sound effects need to come in where. That's only for me. But anyway, back to the question. Have you ever considered doing script offers for pillow talk audios? I've considered it. I might do one day. I mean, if things get a little busier on my end and I have no time to record, maybe I can write some scripts on the side for other people to fill. I have been wanting to try out doing, like, script for male performers, but I'm still a little too shy to, you know, do that, so yeah. I've considered it, yes. Next question. I don't know if I've asked yet, but if you were a contestant on any reality show, which show would it be and what role would you play? In an ideal world, I'd love to be on Love Island and I'd play the role of the hoe who kisses everyone. Oh my god. I love you, whoever, you know, put this question. A reality show, huh? That's a bit of a... I wouldn't do well on any reality show. Because, I'm really picky with people. Like, if I don't vibe with someone, I'm just gonna go off. So, if I were in a reality show, I'd probably be the bitch. I'd probably be the bitch. I mean, people would assume I'm a bitch, but, like, actually real. awkward. And I don't communicate well with... I just don't communicate well with people. So, yeah. That would be my trope. But, like, for a specific reality show in particular? Can't think of any. I don't really watch reality shows. Except for, like, contestant, like, contest shows? Is that what you call them? I do watch RuPaul's Drag Race a lot, but, like, I am automatically not... I can't qualify, because, one, I'm not a drag queen, and two, I am not a drag queen. You know what? I appreciate and admire all of these contestants for doing all of this stuff on Drag Race under pressure, because that stuff is not easy to do. Fun fact, I also started my Reddit account because I just wanted to keep up with RuPaul's Drag Race. Anyway, question 21. What were your favorite song covers to do? If I can remember well, my favorite song covers to do were probably Can't Get You Out of My Head, which I did for the October 2020 GWA Backstage Singers. I just really love that one. I always love that one because, well, I had so much fun recording the harmonies for that one. And, you know, I love Kylie Minogue, so I guess the love for Kylie Minogue just, you know, showed itself. And I think another one of my favorite song covers to do was You're Still the One by Shania Twain, which I did for the GWA Singers Challenge this year for January as a sort of guilty pleasure song, even though I don't feel guilt in listening to Shania Twain or anything. But again, it's honestly same reason as Can't Get You Out of My Head. Like, I really enjoyed recording the harmonies for that one. Okay, how did the playlist series come about? It's not that much of an interesting story, but Spotify is my most used app. Wow, surprise, surprise. And I have a lot of playlists on there. So, I one day thought to myself, I can probably base some audios on songs I've listened to. And that's where She Loves You, my first playlist audio came about, which is She Loves You. Actually, technically, my first playlist audio was the introduction, but that doesn't count because it was not based on a song. It was just an introduction to the series. But nobody remembers that, Buttercup. Yes. Yeah, nobody remembers. Nobody remembers the introduction. But yeah, She Loves You was my first playlist audio. I just wanted to make love stories or like scenarios out of certain songs. So that's how the playlist series came about. I just wanted to make a series of audios. Not necessarily, you know, connecting with each other, but kinda. Some audios will be connected in the future. But yeah, what they have in common is that they're all based on songs. So yeah, that's how the playlist series came about. Okay, next one. Some questions from your girl Luna. Hey bestie! Okay, top 5 albums you'd recommend to someone who's wanting to expand their music taste. Ooh, interesting. No Strings Attached by NSYNC. If you want to get into the glorious side of boy band pop, Progress by Take That. If you like experimental music, but also some contemporary adult stuff. 4 by One Direction. I'm sorry if these are all boy band albums, it's just that these are the albums I always listen to. But yeah, 4 by One Direction for some pop rock goodness. Tapestry by Carole King if you're into the whole singer-songwriter, more intimate sort of, like, album. Like, with singer-songwriter albums, you can really tell how much love and effort they put into it, so yeah, for that, I would recommend Tapestry by Carole King. And lastly, It wouldn't be me if I didn't recommend a Beatles album. But perhaps for beginner Beatlemaniacs, if that's the right term, I would recommend A Hard Day's Night, because that is the best of the best of their Mopped Up era. Like, that is the height of Beatlemania. How can you not? And yeah, it's full of sappy love songs and stuff, but it's a good way to try to know what the music was like when Beatlemania was at its height. Because, well, the Beatles are worth the hype. I mean, if you ask me, they are worth the hype, and A Hard Day's Night just proves how much they were worth the hype. Okay, next question. What ice cream flavor describes your personality and why? I don't know why, but I do believe the salted caramel ice cream describes me, because I'm sweet, but I can be very salty too. That was a dumb answer, but I don't know. Top three favorite movies and why? Princess Bride. I got obsessed with this in high school and I never stopped. I actually read the book first. Like, can you believe? And honestly, I can say that the movie is 100 times better than the book. I don't know, the book just seemed in comparison to the movie, which is iconic, obviously. And, well, The Princess Bride did get me into, like, medieval comedies, you know, medieval comedies like Monty Python and the Holy Grail and Ella Enchanted. Oh, I love those movies though. But why is The Princess Bride one of my favorites? Really, I just love it, okay? There's not much rhyme or reason to it. I just love it. Good writing. While the set wasn't that pretty, I think that was kind of the point, because, like, The Princess Bride is a satire. Well, the fact that it is a satire also, you know, makes it enjoyable. My next favorite movie is Bridget Jones's Diary. Yes, I know, rom-coms, you know. But, you know, I identify... Oh, I should have answered that for the previous question. But I'm not a spinster. I am not in my 30s, so... But I do identify a lot with Bridget Jones because, well... struggles in love, in life, and all that stuff. So, yeah, I identify so much with Bridget Jones. And, like, who could resist Colin Firth in that movie? Mark Darcy. Mark Darcy is one of the reasons I love that movie so much, okay? Like, Mark Darcy is the modern day Mr. Darcy. Well, Helen Fielding did say that she based Mark Darcy off of Mr. Darcy from Pride and Prejudice. And thirdly, my third favorite movie is probably Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Like I said, I love medieval comedies. I just love it because I love Monty Python. I will watch anything with Monty Python in it or anything attached to Monty Python. And the humor is just so... It's just so funny. Some of it is not even smart. Like, I don't understand these people. It's like, oh, you need to be smart to understand Monty Python and British humor. I'm like, no. No. I'm sorry. It's all stupidity. It's all stupidity. Whether you like it or not, it's mostly stupidity. And Monty Python were a bunch of academics. They were all academics, okay? And they ended up making, like... They ended up making jokes that were pretty juvenile, but you can't help but laugh. Okay, you get to spend the day with anyone of your choosing, dead or alive. Who is it and why? Paul McCartney, I worship that man, and to spend a day with him, I want a day where he was like similar to how he spent it with James Corden during that carpool karaoke that he was in. Yeah, I want to do that. Like, I just want to go around Liverpool and you know, just stroll around with Paul McCartney while he tells me about how his childhood was like, how his life was like in Liverpool. Wouldn't that be nice? Okay, what drives you to continue making audios? Honestly, I just love making audios for the sake of making audios. When I have an idea in my head, I just want to, like, share it. I just want to share it. And, well, it kind of helps that I do want to be a voice act, like, a professional voice actress one day. I am nowhere near professional, but I'm getting there, I guess. Like, this VA work I'm doing is, like, really good practice. And the more I do it, the more I realize how passionate I really am about voice acting and acting in general. And even when I write, even as I write scripts, like, I realize that, hey, I'm not actually a lousy writer. Maybe this is something I can be passionate about, you know? That's my drive. Also, the community is a big part of why I keep doing this, because there are people out there who appreciate what you do. I mean, yes, you're doing it for yourself, but you can't help but also think that you're also making people happy. I mean, I do have my bullying audios, but, like, at least those make people laugh. Like, I just like making people feel things, you know. But mostly, I just like making people happy. That's something I really like about doing this. Because, well, while I am not a popular VA by any means, I'm glad that there are people who believe in me and think that I'm good at what I do. And maybe I can start thinking that I am actually good at what I do. Because, well, while I am not on the same level as some of my peers in the VA community, I think I'm doing a good job. I just want to get to a point where I know that I'm doing a good job. But yeah, that's what drives me to continue making audios. Favorite audio you've made to date? Probably... I keep forgetting we're not in love anymore. Like, you guys already know. Well, a lot of you know. This was the second installment in the playlist series, and it is still my favorite one to do. Honestly, October was a great month for me. My favorite because, well, I love how I wrote the script, and I love the intro. A lot of people have told me how much they love the intro, like with me and my train announcer voice. I really need to bring back my train announcer voice. That would be nice. But I need to think of an audio where I can actually use that. What are your favorite things to bake? Cookies, spinach puffs, banana muffins, s'mores cookies, pizza. Yeah, I love baking a lot of things, but I love everything I mentioned. I love baking them and I love eating them. Name something that made you happy recently. My new keyboard, because I can finally slam my fingers on the keys without worrying about my laptop's keyboard. Because if you know me, I slam my keyboard a lot. I don't know, is it pent up rage? Maybe? But yeah, that's what made me happy recently, my new keyboard. Okay, ideal way to spend your birthday. Well, if we weren't in a bloody pandemic, I just want to be with my friends. If allowed, I would also, like, go out, drink. But, well, we're still in a panoramic, guys, so I can't really go out and drink now, can I? Because I did not start drinking until... Okay, I've been legally allowed to drink for a while now, but I haven't started drinking for fun since the pandemic started. And you know what? I want the full experience of drinking in a bar with my friends while talking shit about life. I haven't had that chance yet because I was too much of a coward to drink when I reach the legal drinking age here. Ideal way to spend your birthday with friends and drinking with friends. What are a few goals you want to achieve later on in life? I want to be happy. I just want to be happy. I want to be content with where I am in my life. I am not yet there, but I know that I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I don't want old, but I'll tell you what I don't want. I don't want fame. I don't want fortune. If I do get fortune, I want to share that instead of, you know, keeping it to myself and just splurging on everything. Even if you guys know that I am a retail therapy addict. But yeah, I don't want to be famous. I don't want to be rich. I just want to be happy. And I just want everyone to live their best life. I just want to live my best life. But I also wish that other people will be able to live their best life, because lately it hasn't been feeling that way. And you know, if you're not living your best life, then try to. Then, if you're not living your best life, I'm here to tell you that you deserve to, okay? And if something is holding you back, hit it with a baseball bat. No, I'm kidding. My goals are to just be happy, live my best life. But if you're talking career goals, professional voice actress, already mentioned that. But yeah, those are my goals. And the last question, favorite musicals. Oh, I love this question. Hairspray and Spamalot. Hairspray because, well, that musical, along with its 2007 movie, hold a special place in my heart, because I am a plus-sized girl. Tracy is a plus-sized girl, but she's out here living her best life. She just wants to be a star, and I kind of want to be a star too, if I'm being honest. But again, I don't want fame or fortune. I just want to be a star in my own right, if that makes any sense. And Spamalot because, well, it is a musical based on one of my favorite movies of all time, so... Of course I'd love the musical as well. And, I also love the... Of course I love the music, too. Actually, I love the music of both of the musicals I mentioned, like... The soundtracks I listen to almost every day, religiously. So, yeah... Ooh, we've reached, according to Audacity, I have reached over 52 minutes answering all of these questions. The most I've talked in an audio. I don't know how you guys do, like, hour-long audios. I think the longest audio I made was probably, like, 22 minutes, and I was also doing a questionnaire. But yeah, I can't believe I managed to talk for 53 minutes already. So that was my birthday month AMA. Extremely awkward. I am so sorry. This probably ruined your perception of me as being this confident and messy person. I'm just messy. I'm not that confident. I'm just really, really messy. But yeah, thank you for listening to all of this. And if you reached this point, I'm sorry, but also thank you for listening to me ramble for almost an hour. I really appreciate it. I am so sorry for my phone vibrating in the background sometimes. But yeah, I'm just really happy to be in this community, and I am happy that I get to celebrate my birthday month doing this. Oh, and I will have a special audio out on my actual birthday, which is March the 14th, so stick around for that. Anyways, thank you to everyone who submitted questions. Thank you to everyone who supports me and what I'm doing. I love you all. I wouldn't be here without you guys. I just love you guys so much. I love this community. It has its ups and downs, like any community does. Ultimately, I just love being here. You guys are so cool, so awesome, so nice, so kind, so friendly. So, yeah. Thank you, and I'll see you when I see you. Bye!